Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everybody, welcome back to your Friday episode of Private Parts. Now, I'm Jamie Lang, and this is the podcast where nothing is off limits, and we delve into the most private parts of your favorite celeb lives. This week, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by advertisers turned home renovation content creators, Bricks and Disorder. The two friends are Ola and Cullen, who met at uni, worked together, ended up buying a house together, and documented their whole journey on social media. It is insane. This was an amazing chat, and they told me all about their renovation. They discovered asbestos. Imagine discovering that. Falling through the kitchen floor, crumbling walls. Just so much went on. It was incredible. They all did it by themselves with no experience in building a house. Remember also, this is in two parts, so make sure you listen to the first one and then click over to episode two as well. You can follow us on social media. You can watch us on YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe. Okay, guys, here we go. Enjoy the episode. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Colin, you were going to go for some headphones.
I was about to put them out of shot.
But listen to what you want to do. This is your space. There you go.
Get them out of here.
The boys have decided to go for no headphones. Why? Is that just, you're not feeling it?
It just feels natural. Something about it.
For me, it's the hat, you know.
I want to hear my voice like hit the walls of this space.
You want to hear echo around?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how he does the voiceovers, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. Also, I was thinking, when you guys came in, obviously you work together, you create content together. Mm. You're also wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
Does this happen regularly? Does this happen?
I mean, I woke up, I saw him wearing a white shirt. I was already wearing a white shirt. I committed already. I was not turning back.
We haven't spoken about this since. Yeah, it happens all the time.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I was so close to wearing yellow.
I love that. So guys, listen, everyone's pretty excited you're in here because everyone loves your content. I want to hear from like the very start. Like, you guys were friends. Where did you meet? You met at university, right?
Yes. So Colin, you want to tell us about
that? Yeah, Colin,
start?
You give it to us. Go.
Well, it all started with Toby Carvery.
Okay.
You familiar?
I've never been to one.
Never been to one. Well, you're missing out. We should go to Toby Carvery.
Okay,
sometime.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I haven't been a long time, but basically we're in the same uni campus.
Yeah.
And
where is this? What uni?
Lincoln.
Okay.
You might have been there on your...
I did a PA there.
Okay,
did you?
Okay.
Yeah.
My first ever personal appearance was in Lincoln. That's so funny. Near that stage at the front, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. But yeah, Ola was a quiet guy. I would say I was trying to intercept, I was trying to say hello often, but mm-hmm. I wasn't getting through. So every time I would go to Toby Carvery like 3 times a week because that was like the way I get my vegetables. And I would go by his dorm and his was right on the end and I would knock on my window
like, Toby, you want a quick Toby? And I would just be like, no, I'm from South London. Toby Carvery is like... like a very new thing for me. I just eat different foods. Yeah. And he just didn't stop. We're talking about months here, not weeks, months. He'd come, always knock on my window, always in the same place, poke his head through the window, Toby? Eventually,
why are you trying to force friendship? Why are you trying to force this friendship?
It's uni. I'm an awkward guy. I'm going to just try and make friends. And he just had a good vibe from the beginning. So I need this guy to eat vegetables with me.
So you're creepily knocking on this window. You're at Lincoln. You have no friends. This is all sounding depressing.
Toby?
Yeah, and you're shouting Toby. And Ola, who doesn't even know what Toby is, he's like, my name's not Toby. What the hell is going on? And so then you manage to persuade him to come with you to this covering.
Yeah. Eventually he comes and we hit it off.
Yeah, we're dry chicken.
So Ola, what are you studying at university?
Creative advertising.
Okay, fine. How come you wanted to go and do that?
Why did I want to do that? Well, in college, I didn't do that great, but I felt like I liked art and I liked psychology, and creative advertising was like the perfect mix of both of those things. I knew that I could make some good money from it, from what I saw online, from my research. Yeah. So I felt like just mixed it together. I know Cullen's answer is completely different to this.
So Cullen, were you doing the same course as well?
Yeah, we did the same course. Same thing. And it's like...
But explain the psychology side of that. What do you mean the psychology side of advertising?
Oh, it's all psychological. It's all trickery. It's all...
I freaking knew it.
Getting in people's heads.
Do you know, I knew it because looking at your content, your content's really smart.
Oh, thank you very
much. It's really smart. And I was saying it's because you're in advertising. You know what is going to make people get attached to it. Especially with the scroll that you bring down and the checklist and all that repetition as well, psychologically, that returning factor is really interesting. But so in terms of, give it to me if you can, like in terms of like advertising, why is it so psychological?
Well, first of all, you have to start with the audience. What do they want? What do they need?
Here we go. I love how you're saying with like a manipulating smile. Well, you're trying to manipulate me.
What do you want, Jamie?
I just want to be happy.
We can work with happy.
Yeah, you just have to figure out what they want and why they want it, and then give it to them in a way that's fun, palatable, and a fun, engaging message. That's basically what advertising is.
Exactly. So if you don't understand human behavior, then you're not going to be able to sell people things. You're not going to be able to draw them in and tell proper stories because they can't relate to them.
Yeah.
That's it. So you have to be good at reading people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And understanding people.
Yes, we are.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, I feel now like...
Yeah, we've seen through everybody.
So what did you guys come out with then out of university? What did you both get? What grades?
As in grades? Yeah. I got a 2-1.
I got a 2-1.
You got a 2-1.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated. So you're basically, you're both marketeers in a sense, that you're just good at marketing and things like that. Okay, so you leave university, you leave Lincoln, you're like, okay, we're going to go. And there was this whole thing that you said, right, we're going to go and buy this house together.
Yeah,
that was the plan, right? And firstly, listen, I've been a homeowner before. I know how hectic it can be just to be a homeowner. That's not even renovating anything. That's just being a homeowner. And also being someone to buy a home with somebody else. Typically, you buy that with family members. You buy it with a partner, two friends, best friends doing that. Mm. Can I tell you, whose decision was this?
Sorry. it was a strange decision. And all of it started with us taking multiple risks that kept on building up over time. So it wasn't just like a decision, let's get a house together. It was like lots of small decisions that led to that. So I guess it started with us losing our jobs together. Because we were working at Warner Music, making content for them, working underneath the record label.
Yeah.
And there was one day we lost our jobs.
I was like crying my eyes out.
Did it fire you?
Yeah, well, it was just the department was getting smaller.
Yeah, they couldn't afford us anymore. We weren't even making much money anyway. Yeah.
So is this like, what they told you?
Yeah.
That's what they told you.
Yeah.
Look, guys, we're just becoming much smaller and we don't have any space for you. Shit, that's intense.
Yeah.
It was. And we, from that point, like, obviously, I think that's solidified our friendship even more because we've always worked together as a partnership. Mm-hmm. So we leave that job together. We're like, okay, let's find the next one.
Yeah, what do we do now? And so we decided to go start freelancing.
Yeah.
And that's when that was a big risk for us because we've never done freelance before. We didn't think that we could do it.
In social media or in
advertising.
And content, that sort of area. Yeah. But never us making it. It was like us coming up with the ideas for it.
Yeah.
Smart.
So eventually we made enough money to be able to get a house. And that's when we started having these conversations. And I don't know where it came from eventually, but we decided to get a house. And we spent all the money that we had on the house. We had nothing left. We thought it didn't need much work until we get through the door and then the walls are falling down. And then that's when you realize, oh, damn.
Shit.
What have I done?
Just take me back. I this whole idea of freelance and working for like corporation, working a job. It's interesting, right? Because we get told this whole sort of narrative, right? Mm. You have to go to university, you get a degree at university, you leave university and you go and get a job. Mm. I remember back when I was here, I went to Leeds University and I did theatre and performance. Mm. God knows why I did that, honestly. And I came out with a 2-2 and I remember writing on my Facebook account, okay, does anyone need their car washed? Because I got a 2-2 for theatre and performance. I mean, I'm unemployable. But entrepreneurship and freelance, that wasn't even a thing, right? I didn't know about it. Mm. And now what I realize with myself is that I'm totally unemployable. I can't now go back really to being employed because I've been self-employed for so long. Mm. With you first, do you think going from that, do you think everything happens for a reason? In the sense that you were fired from Warner Music, you then become a freelancer and you realize the benefits for yourself. It's a lot more risk. There's not security. There's no different thing. What is the difference for you for being freelance and being employed?
Well, first of all, you have the weight of your dreams on your shoulders. You have to, I think that's something that we quickly realize. You have to push for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's something that we've always tried to do. And it's something that we've always found difficult as well, because where do you get that motivation from to like push yourself forward?
Yeah.
And yeah, we've always find that part of the journey so fun, because we get to build. It's very freeing, but very, it can be very nerve-wracking at times.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, just straight up, the money was great. You know, we realized as soon as we quit, the main thing you think is like stability. I've lost the stability. We got like a 6-month freelance gig on a day rate that was triple what we were earning before, and instantly our life changed in that sense. We're like, whoa, we're saving 3 times as much as what we did before. They put less pressure on you because you're like not a full part of the company.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we realize we've got a bit of extra freedom, and then we can start thinking in a way that's like more focused on us rather than, oh, let's try and work our way up this company. Until we get a good job.
So being personal for a second, so what, so you come out of university, it was your first job with Warner Music, right?
No, our first job was on placement at an advertising agency called Grey. Big up Grey.
Big up Grey.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, big up Grey.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on, but you guys were always employed together?
Always.
Is that, how is that?
That's just how a lot of advertising creatives still work. It's just we pair up together, art director and copywriter, and that's how.
And that's how it works?
Yeah.
So what were, being personal, what were you paid at Warner Music? What did they pay you as a salary?
I think 25.
It was £100 a day.
£100 a day?
Yeah. £100 a day. Yeah.
So it was £100 a day, and then you became freelance, and straight away you're earning £300 a day.
Yeah.
Each individual.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was a nice leap. Because before that, it was like quite hard to pay bills in London, in somewhere nice. Mm-hmm. You know, it was easy for you because you're living at home, but...
Yeah, I was still paying bills though. Still paying. Mummy made sure.
Wait, did your mom make you pay bills?
Yeah, of course. And I was happy to because mom had been taking care of me all my life. And
that's amazing.
She needed help with that stuff. So yeah, of course.
That sounded so nice.
Yeah.
It's like as if your mum's listening.
Yeah, that was...
Mommy, I love you. Yeah, Mama.
That was great. That was really good. I like the way you did that. That was great. Okay, so you become freelance. You make this money. You then think, right, let's go and buy this place together. Mm. And you buy it in Stratford, is that right?
No. We don't really talk about the location.
You don't talk about
secret,
the location.
No, yeah. That's very secret. Very
can't
secret
be having people knocking on the door, you know?
All right. Okay, so, but it's...
East London.
East.
So yeah. It's kind of like maybe like, I don't know, East.
Yeah.
So maybe like Dalston or...
Cheeky.
Some of that. Okay, so you find this place. Mm. Do you go and look at it or do you just find it online? How do you find it?
So this was, we placed ourselves in a very tough situation where we had 1 month to find our house just because of the way the contracts worked with the situation that we had.
Explain, what do you mean the contract with the situation?
So, and to make it as simple as possible, when you freelance, you need to have like a 6-month contract under your belt so that the mortgage people are like, okay, yeah, they've got security. And we were like, that's going to run out soon. This is our last chance to do it. And COVID was just starting to come in and we were like, okay, so we've really got this tiny little time frame. I think it was January to sort of get this, lock it in. And that pressure obviously leads to mistakes and very quick things. So we saw like maybe 6-7 houses and we kind of knew what we wanted.
Yeah.
But I never saw the house before we put an offer in.
You never saw the house?
Yeah, I did. So
you just saw the outside. I'm blaming you.
Me for what happened.
So you just saw the outside of it? You didn't see the inside of it?
No, we went inside. Maybe 50 other people that viewed the house. Mm. This house was very popular. And we needed this house. This was the only house that we could actually afford at the time. So yeah, I went in by myself, viewed the house, and it seemed good.
Okay, it seemed good. Okay, now we're going to take through the stats. Here we go. So you buy this, how much is the house worth?
I'd begin 450K.
Yeah.
Just 450K is a lot of money.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're how old at the time?
25.
Yeah. 25, that's really young.
Mm.
You're looking to buy property in London, which is notoriously one of the most expensive places to buy. Why do you want to buy property? Why do you want to, pay banks lots of money, put that risk in there, you know, have any liquidity which you have all tied up in something? Mm. Why did you want to do that, especially together?
Mm.
Yeah.
Why was it going? Why did you decide to do it?
Yeah. I think we had slightly different reasons and then they sort of come together. So for me, it was quite simple.
Yeah.
It was like, I was bored of renting and paying all that money out to other people. And then I saw that you can treat property as an asset just straight up. It's like, okay, I can put something in here, but I can't buy it on my own. So I was like, I need a partner.
Yeah. For me, it was completely different. Again, like we were talking about before, I love my mom. Yeah. I love my mom a lot, but
now you're backtracking. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
She's the type with Nigerian parents, if you know, okay. She does not have any boundaries at all. No boundaries whatsoever. Like I'd come back from home and from work and just go get into bed 5 a.m. in the morning. I just hear whispers. My mom next to me, I love my mom. Again, I love her very much. She's praying for me. Mom, I love you so, but I need to sleep.
Wait, she's praying
for
you?
She's praying for me at night. She's praying for me at night.
But wait, at 5 a.m. in the morning?
5 a.m., 6 a.m., maybe 3 a.m.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. My mom, she's so lovely. She's so lovely, but I need my sleep. And when I wake up, she just gets the olive oil, does the cross. Mom, thank you very much. Mom, I love you so much. Mommy, I love you. Mom, I love you.
Wait,
I need my space.
Wait, so you see, she had olive oil and she was...
Yeah, she put the olive oil on my head. That's a cross.
That is the loveliest thing.
It is the loveliest thing. But when you're tired...
Yeah.
And you struggle... I'm sharing a bedroom with my two brothers as well.
Wow.
So I just really struggled to sleep in that house, especially waking up early. I was going through like a lot of stuff back then as well. So yeah, I really needed my sleep.
That's insane. So you were living in a house with your two brothers, then your mum was in there. Who else was in there?
That's it. That's
really? It, yeah. A small house, big house? How many rooms?
Three rooms.
Yikes. And I imagine you're quite big guys as well. So yeah, that's like
big guys. They call us the force.
Really?
Yeah, the force.
My God.
Yeah.
Should play football with them. It's scary.
Oh my God, that would be terrifying. Yeah. You don't have any sisters?
No, sisters.
I mean, if you had a sister, that would be terrifying for any boyfriend. Anyone that came over, that would be honestly so terrifying. So your decision to move out was, I want to get out, I want to have my own space.
Yeah, I just needed space.
Okay, and so you see this place, you see this property, you phone out Colin, and you go, look, this is the one that we need, we want to get this one, we want to get this house. And then you guys buy it, it costs you 450 grand, or whatever it costs.
Yeah.
Plus stamp or?
No, that was just the house.
So I mean, stamp duty first, you guys.
Aye.
What the hell is stamp duty all about?
It needs to stop.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You then get this house. You come in there. You realize that it's just completely run down and things like that. And so then you realize you have to renovate this whole place.
Mm.
What was kind of shock when you come in and then you realize you have to redo everything?
I mean, I'm a stressful person. I went in there and at first, I just want to paint the picture. This house looked okay. It was like had bad wallpaper and stuff like that. We're like, oh, there's one room at the back that's got problems. But when we took the wallpaper off, where were you? You were away for a week.
Mm.
The walls started crumbling.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I'm just phoning you up and we're meant to be moving in a month. We've got friends. We've like, they're going to come and pay rent and live with us in a month. And we're like, okay, that wall just fell down. All right. That ceiling is about to fall down.
Oh my God.
There's woodworm. There's this, there's that. And I'm just like panicked. This guy's just chill on holiday somewhere telling me to relax on the boat.
I actually thought I had COVID at the time. That's why I was away. Yeah.
Okay.
This was COVID times. Okay.
So everything was wrong with it. There were like so many things wrong with it.
Oh yeah. It was awful.
Were you meant to move straight in?
Pretty much. Like I think I put in, because I was renting, I put in my notice. I was like 4 weeks. So we had 4 weeks to do it all.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're always ambitious. Like, yeah, can do that. 4 weeks.
Shit.
So if we... And luckily, we got furloughed at that time as well because COVID just literally started taking over.
Mm.
But if we hadn't got furloughed, the plan was to do it while we had our jobs.
Impossible.
And that would have been impossible. Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, that goes back to the same thing. Everything happens for a reason, I swear to God. So you give your notice into your flat that you're renting, kind of, and then you move into this new place, but it's got nothing. So where are you sleeping?
Oh, we made terrible mistakes. One of the first things we did, never do this, by the way.
Okay.
We took off all the doors.
Okay.
We're like, oh, these old doors, we'll get rid of them. So then the dust that you make in one room travels to the next room. I had a mattress on the floor. And before we would go to bed every night, we had to pat the mattress down and the dust would just fill the
literally
air.
Just cracked in via his mattress on the floor.
Yeah.
No painting on the walls. Yeah. No paint on the walls. Just like. Yeah.
So you were sleeping on the floor?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Cullen was. I was at home with my mummy. My main. Love you, mum.
Getting prayed to at night. That sounds divine. That sounds great.
When I was on that mattress, I wanted olive oil on my head. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I can imagine you did.
Sorry, I'll pray for you, man. I'll pray for you, bro.
Shit, that's so intense.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what was the first thing then you had to do to the house?
Wallpaper. Just
really?
Simple that. But then immediately, instantly, it was the walls. So we're like, none of this stuff is stable. Got some friends around, started smashing these walls down.
How do you know it's not stable though? How do you know that?
Crumbling. It's falling out of the wall.
Yeah, I think when you can take the bricks out of your wall, that's when you know it's not stable.
You fucker, man. You bought this house seeing it and you didn't even tell Colin. I would be going nuts. And then you've just gone back to your mum's house anyway. That's unbelievable. And now you're praying at home. What the hell? It was not stressful.
Oh, honestly. I lost a lot of hair during that time and I got a lot of grays. But I think... You're not a stressful person, so
no.
You would genuinely relax me.
Really?
You would always bring context and be like, look, what happens, we will end up fixing it. Just might take a little longer. You know, everything will be fine. Everything will work itself out. And then I can breathe a little bit more. Well, and then after that, we start to joke about it. And as soon as we can joke about it, suddenly it's fun again. Mm. We can laugh about how stupid this is and how ridiculous our situation is while eating
jam bread.
When did you start making content then around this whole thing?
So around this...
This is genius. It's a genius concept.
Yeah, so we literally used this terrible situation and flipped on its head. So while...
So you're living at home... Yeah. And you're living on a mattress in this crack den.
Yeah. Mm. But every morning around 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., I would take the train in and then we'd start renovating.
To Stratford, okay.
Invited commas, fingers.
Okay.
Yeah, to Stratford. So I'd come in very early in the morning, then we'd start renovating.
You'd leave at 11 at night.
Yeah, leave very late, dusty, and... literally patting dust off me and dust on the face. We'd all just be always dirty.
But just sorry, I just want to take one step back before that because I see where you're going with it and then you were going to do it. Why did you guys decide to renovate it yourselves?
We had no choice. We had no money. We spent all of our money to get the house and we didn't think we'd have to do that much work to it.
Yeah, so you had a couple of extra grand. We were like, okay, that was it. To pay the plasterer.
So you bought it. So it's 450. So it's 450 grand. My God, it's giving me anxiety. I'm not even in it. So you bought it for 450 grand. Your deposit down was what? So what did you guys put in it?
And 22
each. Yeah, 22 each. Something like that.
22 each. Mm. Okay, and then you had basically a couple grand left. That's literally it.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, we can't do this. So then you have to basically renovate the whole thing yourself. Mm.
Yes. Yes.
So you get the train in every morning.
Yeah.
And you wake up on your mattress.
Yeah.
And then you start Googling, YouTubing how to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. And then in that whole process, we're filming us doing this, learning this, because we think that this is a crazy situation that we're in. First of all, it was a pandemic. Second of all, we never bought a house before. Third of all, we're doing a house altogether by ourselves. So, yeah, we thought that there might be something that people could learn from this whole journey. So that's when we started recording everything. And eventually we get to a point where the house is actually livable. And
how long does that take?
At least a year.
What the fuck? It took a year.
It genuinely makes me feel weird when I think about it. Because I can imagine.
It's so triggering. It's honestly, that is so intense.
Yeah.
You have no money.
Yeah. Mm.
You're living on a mattress. You're renovating this house and it's not ready for a whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So for a whole year, we were building this house, renovating it. And as time goes on, we get less dusty when we finish the jobs. And yeah, it felt like things were going well. Of course, during that whole process, we made many different mistakes. Some things we'll never forget, the things that we saw inside that house.
Okay, so you then start posting videos online and doing social media stuff like that. What was the first video that suddenly started getting views? You're like, okay, hang on, we're on something here.
The first video we posted and the second and the third. We had a plan.
The fourth.
We had a plan.
That's that psychology coming back.
Yeah, exactly. So after the first year of renovation, we knew that we wanted to make this page because we'd been filming it all this time. And we also knew we wanted to make content as well because we'd worked in content and we filmed it intentionally. So we had a plan. We sat down for months.
Bits of paper, scribbling it out. Okay, what's the key things we want people to take away?
Yeah, every weekend we'd be working. After the day job, we'd work every single day every single weekend for months, just trying to figure out how we'd actually do this, planning the content.
You had a whole strategy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That is really smart. So you filmed it you didn't just go on to, you filmed it on your phone or whatever, and you had this whole strategy. You knew this was going to work.
Yeah.
Mm.
Why did you think it was going to work?
Fundamental things.
Yeah, give that to me.
Storytelling. It's like, it's a story of...
Speaking my language, baby. Storytelling, 100%.
Yeah. It's that. It's a story about friendship, which is one of the key things. And that's what we started with, you know. We're two friends. We bought the house together. People don't normally do that. Mm. That's your first hook. Oh, what's this going about? And then people start imagining, what happens if I buy a house with my friend?
Yeah.
What does that look like? And then it's this journey of making mistakes, coming back around, learning from them, laughing about them, and being like, okay, that's kind of... interesting. That's an inspiring thread that you can follow with lots of ups and downs and ups and downs, but this core thread of friendship.
Yeah. And at the same time, we're teaching people everything that we've learned along the way.
Mm.
So it's just
you're learning.
Yeah, we're learning.
You're basically the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, guys, my thing about, especially social media now, is that you have to stand out, right? You can't follow logic, right? Logic is basically doing, and I mean, this is for like probably advice for any, like, I don't know, influencers, or I don't know if it is advice, but you know, if following logic is like a smart thing when you're, I don't know, learning to drive a car, right? Because it gets you back in the same place as everybody else. But but with social media, you can never follow logic. That's why those copycats are doing those dance moves don't work anymore. You have to storytell. And that, that social media, is podcasting, social media, storytelling is amazing. And also, you also have a beginning and end point, which is you can follow.
Yeah.
Which is, that's key as well, because people, it's a returning factor. What's happening next? What's happening next? What's happening next?
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is, that's really smart.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize it was a complete strategy thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because typically with social media, it's not like that, right? People start posting stuff and suddenly it goes as luck.
No, no. And that's what makes this journey so rewarding for us, because we planned it all out and we still have many more plans in the future too. And yeah, we're just really enjoying the journey that we're on right now. So yeah, life is really exciting.
Fantastic. Okay, listen, I want to stop there for part one. I want to come back in part two where I want to talk about asbestos.
Okay.
Apparently where you hacked that down. I want to talk about love. I want to talk and all the mistakes that you made along the way, okay? You guys can't go anywhere, all right?
Okay.
Okay, all right, everyone, listen, go and click over to part two and we'll see you in a second. See you in a bit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.